Jim Mallander, just before we come on to the Heineken Cup semi-final, the QB director of rugby Aviva Premiership shortlist has got you included in it, along with the other top four, and Rob Baxter. Pleased to be amongst your contemporaries?
Yeah, very, very pleased to be nominated for something like that. But, you know, it's to us, it's all about the team and the team being successful. And we've had a good season up to now. But, you know, we want to go on and we're not happy with where we are. We're in a semi-final of a European Cup. And, you know, we're very close to getting a Premiership playoff spot. And hopefully we can move on from where we are now.
Yes, indeed. It was semi-final stage in the Premiership last season. Disappointing loss at home to Saris. You're now in this semi-final stage again. Is it to the point now for you that getting to a final is enough progress, or does it need to get to a final and win silverware for you to feel like you've achieved more?
I think you've got to always aim to be the best, and of course, you know, we set a target of improving this year, so that meant getting a little bit further than the semi. But you still can't get too carried away, and you know, it's game by game, and that's what we're doing. You know, we've still got to got leads to get into that semi. We've got to still beat them to guarantee that top four. So that's what our priority will be then. But our priority this week, of course, is trying to get through to the first Heineken Cup final, and we've got to put every ounce of our effort into doing that this week.
Yes, indeed. Last time you were in the last four was 2007 in European competition. Are there any lessons from 4 years ago that you still carry forward to going into this sort of game?
Yeah, I wasn't around at that stage, and I think it was you know, when they were struggling a little bit in the Premiership. So you know, I think what we know is that we've not been at this stage before. You know, Paul Grayson has, Dorian West has, as coaches, they've been involved in semi-finals of big games. This is where we want to be. We've got some quality players now. They're gaining in experience in terms of playing international rugby and playing as a club in big games. We've done well up to now to qualify as a top ranked team, mm-hmm, because of our wins, and hopefully we can keep that going.
And we're here at the MK Stadium where the MK Dons play. It's your second game here where you beat Ulster here, obviously, in the quarters. Is it beginning to feel like home at all?
It's been good for us. We've trained here quite a lot now. We really enjoy the game against Ulster. The crowd came, you know, the Northampton crowd were fantastic, really getting behind the team. And we're looking forward to coming back here on Sunday. We know it's going to be a sellout. We know it's going to be noisy. And hopefully it'll be a good game.
Now, the Amlin Opta Index I was having a look at, and it's got a large number of your forward pack in the top 10 players in the competition, and that must give you great heart and give you a lot of faith in those players going out and getting a good job done for you.
Yeah, very much so. I think you know, they're all playing well, our forwards, as are our backs. But you know, first things first, and you've got to front up, and Pepignan have got a big pack, powerful. We found that last year when we went down there and lost quite convincingly. So you know, they've got a little international forwards as well. So you know, the scrum, the more, the contact area is going to be vital, and we need to try to get on top as early as we can and keep that going for the full 80 minutes as we did against Ulster.
And just tell me a little bit about the sort of role that you'll play come the weekend. Obviously, you've done the training this week. You've got a stack of England players in there who know how to handle the big occasion. Once it comes to game time, how much more, except just the, you know, the substitutions and those changes, can you give to the side, and how much do you need to leave to them to do?
The majority now is down to the players. You know, we've had our main training session. We'll meet up again, have a team run, and just go through again and emphasise the key points. But physically, all the training's been done. Match day is really down to the players. As you know, we watch from high up there in the stand. We can always add a few comments and get an odd message on, but you've got to keep it simple. You've got to keep your half-time chat to a few points, which are going to hopefully have some effect, and then the rest is down to the players.
And finally, the teams that have gone on to win this competition, Toulouse last year, Leinster in 09, Munster in 08, you know, some teams with absolute quality through and through. Many would say that your team has now. How close to those sides do you feel you are?
Well, I don't think we're far off. You know, they are quality sides as you read them off, and we're some real good players. But so have we, and we're putting some really good performances in big games this year. As you say, we've got some very good players who enjoy playing together, and that's, of course, what rugby's all about. It's not about individuals, it's about how those 15 players gel together and play as a team, and we think we've got that, and we'd really like to go all the way in this competition.
Wishing you the very best.
Thank you very much.